Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Snopek. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The DH, Mitra Cummings. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Sadler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Avery. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bragg moves to third. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Avery fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cameron bunts towards the mound. Avery fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Avery fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Valentin reaches second base with a double. O'Leary moves to third. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatberg for the out. O'Leary scores. Valentin moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Benjamin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sadler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Sadler reaches second base with a double. Benjamin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sadler moves to third. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bragg is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sadler scores. Lewis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garciaparra is 0-1 in the game. Garciaparra takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to third. Bragg moves to second. Mitra Cummings batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cummings is 0-1 in the game. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis scores. Bragg moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary is 1-1 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Durham bunts in front of the plate. Hatberg scoops up the ball and tags Durham for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snopek is 0-1 in the game. Snopek takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Snopek goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 0-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hatberg hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Benjamin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Benjamin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Donnie Sadler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sadler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bragg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Bragg moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cummings is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Bragg moves to third. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive towards third. Valentin juggles the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordonez moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benjamin fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Avery covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Benjamin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Hatberg moves to second. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sadler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sadler hits a pop-up into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin tags and scores. Hatberg tags and moves to third. Benjamin tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Scott Ayer now pitching. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snopek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards the mound. Avery reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive beyond third. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Garciaparra reaches second base with a double. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cummings is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Garciaparra scores. It's 11-3, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Benjamin hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Veras now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ordonez moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Ordonez scores. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cordero moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Durham reaches second base with a double. Cordero scores. Cameron scores. Kreuter moves to third. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Jim Corsi now pitching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snopek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Kreuter scores. Durham scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Derek Lowe now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ordonez is hit by the pitch. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lowe juggles the ball. That's an error on Lowe. Thomas scores. Ventura scores. Ordonez moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-10, Red Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ordonez scores. Cordero moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 11, Red Sox, 11. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Keith Foulke now pitching. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sadler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis strikes out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. 2 outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia-Para is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia-Para takes first base on ball 4. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cummings is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Reyes now pitching. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kreuter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Leary is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. It's 12-11, Red Sox. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benjamin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Benjamin bunts towards the mound. Horry fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. Hatberg moves to second. 1 out. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sadler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sadler is hit by the pitch. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. Hatberg scores. Sadler moves to third. It's 14-11, Red Sox. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bragg is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sadler tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 15-11, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the White Sox 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Tom Gordon now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Thomas moves to third. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-14, Red Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the White Sox 14. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Ward now pitching. Damon Buford pinch hits for Midra Cummings. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snopek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the White Sox 14. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Norton pinch hits for Chris Snopek. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 14. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.